Next, has a recent data scandal had a financial impact on Facebook? Its stock's been on a roller coaster ride since last month when news came out that a company named Cambridge Analytica might have inappropriately gotten the information of 87 million Facebook users without them knowing about it.
Facebook's January earnings pushed its stock price to record highs.
It really is an absolute bumper week for Facebook.
But it's been a flood of bad news ever since.
Facebook under mounting pressure to answer questions about how a data firm with ties to President Trump's 2016 campaign collected private information from more than 50 million Facebook users without their permission.
It was a revelation that rocked the social media giant.
Over the last 5 days, Facebook's stock fell over 3%.
And shook public trust. The backlash forced founder Mark Zuckerberg on an apology tour. First in the media.
This was a major breach of trust, and I'm really sorry that this happened.
And then in front of a Congress now seeking to regulate Facebook.
I started Facebook, I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here.
But that wasn't the end of Facebook's troubles this quarter.
Facebook's CEO was forced to publicly defend his platform for the second time in as many weeks.
Facebook's CEO Mark Zuckerberg has been forced to disavow an internal memo that calls for growth at any cost.
Facebook is having to deal with yet another controversy.
What I want is for Facebook to stop being complicit in scamming vulnerable people. Facebook needs to police itself, not asking me to police it.
The company was called out for collecting the call logs and text messages of its Android users, scanning the photos and links users sent over Messenger, and even accused of spreading hate speech on the platform that sparked violence in Sri Lanka.
Every time Facebook comes forward to try to put out one fire, another fire pops up.
Amid the firestorm, Facebook has hired more staff to police its platform. It's promised to make it easier for users to retain control over their data, and it said it will adhere globally to tough new European Union data protections coming into effect next month.
Facebook's at a turning point. The question is, how many resources can they invest to solve these problems?
The company issued a report yesterday that indicated it is weathering this storm. Despite the backlash from the scandal, which included a Delete Facebook campaign, the number of people using Facebook actually grew. It now has 2.2 billion monthly users. At the end of last year, it had 2.13 billion. As far as revenue goes, Facebook hauled in almost $12 billion for the first 3 months of this year. That's close to 50% more money than it got the first 3 months of last year. But some analysts say it's early yet that the scandal could still impact the company's earnings in the months ahead.